Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New Style Show.
Got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
Are
you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all. This is your Tuesday Night Miracle. It's the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyleShow.com, Twitter.com/DJNewStyle, YouTube.com, okay, fuck that shit. Enough plug whoring, because we have someone else to promote. That's right, a band of people. Who are they? You guessed it. Rammstein!
Seriously, go to my YouTube page.
What? Okay, welcome to the DJ New Style Show. That's right, my name is Ken. With me, as always, a bald man named Frank. He is also from New Jersey. We are both from New Jersey, and that is wonderful. Frank, how are you tonight?
Good evening, Ken. How's it going?
Good evening. Very classy, understated. It should suit that fuck... that goddamn killjoy, White House Brent. I hope it suits you, you bastard. Or I'm sorry, have you buried your hatchet with White House Brent, or am I just holding a candle for an old argument?
I'm not sure. No, he hasn't really done much lately, so maybe he's realizing who the champion is.
Can you do me a favor, Frank? Can you tell me why, on any planet we would ever play that fucking song? As an intro,
I will tell you why.
What's the fucking song? You told me to play this. You said
yes,
this to me. I had no time. I just threw it in front of the intro.
Yes.
I have heard it before, but...
When I was a child, and a lot of people who are listening to this don't know what this is, but there used to be something called a 45 record.
Yeah.
And this is a situation where I can say a lot of people don't know what it is, and I notice you're not arguing with me.
I know what it is.
Right, but there's people who don't.
There are people. There are a lot
of
people.
So I had a 45 record player.
Like, for example, Justin from Australia. Frank, how are you? Ken, where's Bob? What's a 45? Ken, I'm fully grown. You can't make new promos with me, Ken. Anyway, so 45.
So I had a 45 of this record as a child back in the 70s, the mid-70s. And I would play this over and over again, nonstop. And I hadn't heard this song in over 30 years.
Wow.
And I was listening to the 60s on 6 on Sirius XM, FM, or whatever it's called. And I heard this song come on, and it just, the memories of childhood just flashed before my eyes. So then I went on YouTube to look for it, and I saw the band that sings it, and it was like discovering a child, because as a kid, I never knew who sung it. I didn't know what they looked like. And now I actually can see the group who sings this song, and it's none other than 1910 Fruit Gum Company.
Wow. Simple Simon says the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. These are your musical heroes. Yeah. Let's play it again. Why not? Yeah.
Now,
I gotta say, Frank, I'm watching the video, and this might be a little creepy, but there's a broad in like a purple dress with like brown hair. And I know this was made when you're a kid, okay?
68.
Yeah, 68. This was when you were like...
I was before I was even born.
No, you were... I thought you said you were 5 years old listening to this brand new.
I listened to a brand new. I had the record.
Wow. It seems your record has skipped.
Anyway.
But there is a chick in there with like a purple dress. And it's ancient. So she's either dead...
She's wearing a miniskirt.
It's very, very... It's attractive.
Right.
And I'm conflicted here.
Right. This video was made in 1968, and you have people, you see the 1960 cars and the miniskirts and whatnot.
Yeah.
And there's a young brunette lassie on there, and she's quite attractive.
And there's a part of the song, Frank, where they tell you to do what with your hands?
Put your hands, raise your hands in the air,
yes.
Something like that.
And she's wearing a very short
right.
skirt. And so
right.
when she does that, oops, I've revealed
right.
a lot of my legs.
So
you can nearly see my unkempt.
And there's also a part of the song where he
chasm.
Says, and let your backbone slip.
Whoa.
And what that means, I didn't realize that as a kid, is shake your A's.
Yeah, that's what that means, Frank.
Okay. So she's shaking her A's a little bit. Now you figure she's probably, what, 17 or 18 in this video? This was made in 68. She was probably born in 1950.
It's almost it's almost impossible to look at old video and determine the age because they always look ancient.
Right.
They always look a lot older than they actually are. She could be 13 for all I know. She
right.
could be 15 for all I know.
Right. But you figure 18 just to be round. So she's at this point in time in the year 2009, assuming she's still alive, she's about 60 years old, for Christ's sake.
I know. Do you think she goes around telling people that she was in the 1910 Fruit Gum Company?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But getting back to your point.
I mean, that's what happens when you try
you
to...
You were finding her attractive, were you not?
I certainly was. And I have to say, I think I still do. I mean, I can look at that and say that that's kind of hot. You're like not supposed to see... What's being revealed? She's enjoying this shit pop music, which, as Steve the LARPer pointed out, is clearly a ripoff of the Scooby Doo theme.
You know, Steven LARPer made this comment once before, and I beg to differ.
It is. It's the same fucking song. It's the Scooby Doo theme. Do you need to hear that too?
I sure if you have it, because I've never heard a Scooby Doo theme.
You bullshit. You've heard this song.
Maybe
too,
I have, but I like to hear it.
Oh, I'm looking for it now. So
oh,
here
I
we
apologize.
Go. I think I have it. Just like it. Exactly like it.
Dooby dooby doo.
There it is.
Where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby dooby.
Put your hands in the air.
Where are you? We need some.
It's the same fucking song, Frank. Do you think they have a claim against the Fruit Gum Company?
I don't know who sang this Scooby-Doo song.
It was probably the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. Yeah, let's just turn that off. It's horrendous. I don't need to be reminded of Scooby-Doo. Did you ever watch Scooby-Doo?
I wasn't really a big fan because I would get scared of the Scooby-Doo mystery episodes. Because some of those were kind of frightening. I mean, they were, like, pretty scary, some of those episodes.
I don't remember ever being scared, but I do remember being incredibly bored by all of the cunning impressionists who decided to do impressions of Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. Just very, very good. I don't know, Frank. So you seem to be obsessed with 60s music. This is very...
You know
what?
It's
very unlike you.
You know what? A lot of people tell me I'm stuck in the 80s and I need to branch out. I'm heeding their advice, and now I'm into 60s and 70s music.
Really?
Yes. I'm going further deep in time.
So instead
I am sick of 80s music. I cannot stomach to listen to any more fucking 80s music.
This is pretty odd, because you know what happened when the rest of the world was tired of 80s music?
What?
They actually listened to something from the 90s. They kept listening to new music, and they didn't have to listen to it again.
Oh.
You know, they actually moved forward in time.
Well, now I'm listening to Carole Kane, Carly Simon, the 70s. It's all about the 70s and the 60s now. I'm sick of the 80s.
Wow, you fucking devil may care, shaggy hippie you. Oh, I'm sorry, you're a bald man in a basement. That's right. So you're just obsessed with this, Frank. It's good. Does this mean the end of Germ Freak Radio? I mean, typically Germ Freak Radio was 80s songs from your era that you knew a lot about, and you had to get the little story off your chest and all that, and I mean...
Maybe this is the end of Germ Freak Radio. Maybe,
whoa!
Maybe it is.
Whoa!
I've run out of 80s music to play that fits the category, the slot.
I got news for
you. GFR.
I got news for you. Not every Germ Freak Radio was from... The
80s. There were a couple. Not many, but just a couple.
There were a couple that were 90s songs.
I think maybe one or two.
You said something about mini discs.
Yes, that was Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitta.
Yeah, very, very good, Frank. I don't know. I don't know what to think of you right now. Have you ever found somebody in an old video? I mean, I have it paused.
Well, a lot of people don't know.
I have it paused right now, and I'm looking at this. Have you ever found a woman in an old video picture or magazine or anything like that, periodical? Have you ever found her attractive? Have you ever? Frank, tell me. I need to know this.
You mean an old lady who's old today, you mean?
Have you ever come across old media?
Sure.
And it was a picture of a woman.
Okay.
And you looked at that, and your signal in your brain for this is an attractive thing that I would like to jerk off on.
Excuse me, I don't appreciate that language, but the problem
is... I'm sorry, Frank. Of course we mean if you were single.
The problem with looking at those...
Oh, shit. Hold on. So, Frank, if you were single, have you ever had... come across a picture of a lady in olden times that you would just leave a load on.
And let me tell you why, because when you see women of that old times, they're usually wearing clothes of that time of era, and it really takes it out of context, and you realize how old it really is.
Yeah, but
and then if they're naked, their body
but Frank, is Frank, I'm not talking about like fucking black and white or sepia tone pictures of Puritans. I mean, I'm talking about like someone from the 60s. Those fashions come back every now and then. I mean, you've seen people wearing them present day that are attractive.
I'm sure I could find somebody attractive, sure. But then I realized that at the age they are today, and it's kind of a buzzkill.
Jesus. Yeah. I mean, I don't
What
know.
About you? Have you ever seen pornography from like the 1920s or something?
What? What porn are you finding from a fucking speakeasy? You just finding a flapper getting railed over an illegal bar.
Sometimes
where
you'll
the fuck
see,
are
like,
you finding 1920s porn?
Sometimes you'll see like they'll have like a genre of pornography from like the fucking 20s and 30s.
Yeah,
are you not aware of this?
Yeah, it's usually like just still pictures of like the Black Dahlia or something like that.
It's usually just some woman in her fucking backyard or something like that.
No, usually with like a still life set with some kind of draperies and like a fucking day bed that she's laying on. It's no good to me. First of all, I can't appreciate still photos anymore, Frank. I'm just so fucking
jaded.
I'm so far advanced that still photos do not work on me anymore. And I'm jaded might be the word for it. I like to think of myself as being an advanced being, that has honed his skills to the point where a picture is worthless. It is worth actually zero words to me. I need moving pictures. And we all know the videos of old are very sped up due to their poor frame rate. So, I mean, if you can't watch a baseball game from 1920 because it's too fucking fast and ridiculous moving, a porno on fucking...
Is that why they're like that?
Yes, there's not enough
frames.
Is that why those baseball... They weren't fucking android supermen.
I always wondered why they look like they're going so fast.
There was just one... There were one frame and then, 20 missing and then another frame. So it looks like they cover first in, like, half a second.
Huh.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. So you can imagine how choppy and fucking... Like, you just want to hear piano whenever you see those fucking old videos. But never, Frank. I mean, yeah, I've seen, like, to me, even the 80s porno is just ancient. The minute I start seeing a tightly curled bob haircut on a woman, I can't bother with it.
Porno, the women wear a lot of eyeshadow.
Yes, they do. And also, you'll see that there are new porno movies and scenes filmed where people are trying to look as though they're in the 80s.
I was not aware of this.
But they are very much 90s, and you can tell because of the HD quality video. That, to me, is okay. That's just like role-playing or some kind of fucking setting. But actual, authentic 80s video, no good. No good to me. You start wearing fucking leg warmers. It's just horrendous. Headbands and shit. I don't need that. There's too many accessories in the 80s. Your 80s decade, Frank, that you love so dearly, that you've just recently abandoned, it was horrendous. Just say that right now. Say that. Your era was horrendous and produced nothing of value.
First of all, it's not my era. I just grew up in that time. And where else would you be able to find moccasins and roach clips with feathers on them?
Let me also ask you something, Frank. How is it that we do a show every week, years at this point. I hang out with you. We talk. We're friends. And I have to find out by reading a fucking Facebook comment that you were in a band as a kid. You posted that fucking Simple Simon Says shit. And your buddy from whatever grade, I don't even know his name. I'm not even going to mention it if I did. Points out that you were in a band. And you never, ever mentioned it. Ever. And not only that you had an original song.
Yes. Well, the song was called Trouble.
Well, what was the band's name?
That I do not recall.
Must have been. But you do remember that the song was Trouble.
It was called Trouble.
Frank?
Yes.
Would you do us the honor, please, for the first time in 50 years, perform your band's hit Trouble right now? Please sing it. Come on, Frank. You can do it.
I cannot. It's just a couple of lines. I don't remember the whole song.
Come on. Just go. Go.
It goes, you come home from school. You yell at your mom. You yell at your pop. You kick your dog right in the butt. That's all I can remember.
Well, you missed the hook.
It's trouble. It's trouble.
Oh, it's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. And you sang that in front of the class, the guy said.
I sang it in front of Mrs. Famula's class.
You know, you truly are a poet.
I also sang Splish Splash by Bobby Darin.
Can you give that to us one more time with the hook, please, Frank? Oh.
You come home from school, you yell at your mom, you yell at your pop, you kick your dog right in the butt. It's trouble. It's trouble.
Ah-cha-cha.
Ah-cha-cha-cha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
You kick your dog right in the butt, Frank. You know what? You were a poet at such a young age. You truly exemplified trouble. Wow. Coming home to your mom and abusing your pet. No wonder you killed a dog. Oh, Jesus Christ, Frank. So you performed Splish Splash in front of the class?
Yeah, are you familiar with that song?
Was this a solo performance?
Yes, it was.
Really?
Yes, it was.
Like, with any vocal, with any music?
Acapella!
Acapella?
Acapella.
Seriously?
I swear to God.
So...
The reason being is because my...
one, two, three. Splish, splash, I was taking a bath.
Long about a Saturday night. God damn it, Frank.
Right.
This is what you sang.
Right, because I grew up listening to 50s music. You know, for some reason, that's what my family listened to was 50s music. So,
because you were born in the 50s.
No, I was born in the in 1970, but they listened to 50s music in my house for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
So that's what I would listen to, and that's pretty much what I grew up on up until like maybe 10 or 11 years old. So that's pretty much all I sang around the house.
Yeah, but how do you... But what was it that you were singing in front of the class for? Was this just you acting out, or were you a part
because
of some kind of a talent show?
I would always be in the classroom singing that song out loud.
And the teacher had enough and made
and
you do it in front of everybody.
Right. She says, okay, enough's enough. Just go in front of the class and sing the song and get it over with.
Can you do a little bit, please?
I don't remember the
can
words.
Can you do the part with the bing bang, I saw the whole gang? That's where you got to put your whole effort into it.
You know, how's about I work on it and do it next week?
Okay, next week. We'll have a performance of Splish Splash from Frank. Wow. Did you go and put your dancing shoes on? Wow. What a fucking terrible song. As kids, you really do like shitty music. Because I have distinct memories. Like, this is one of the clearest memories I have of me being excited that the Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams was coming on the radio when I was like 4. It's just fucking terrible.
Well, that came out when I was about 3 or 4 years old. About 13 or 14 years old.
Yeah.
The problem with that song is as follows.
What's the problem?
It sounds like, it sings like as follows. Sweet dreams are made of these.
Actually, that was 1983.
Right. I was 13. Now, it sounds like she's saying sweet dreams are made of these, but the title of the song is Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, which I never understood.
It's this. Yeah. Sweet dreams are made of this. But yeah, there's no reason I should have been excited to hear this song, ever.
Well, maybe you were attracted to the woman.
I mean, I must not have seen her. I mean, this was before MTV. Remember that? 1983?
No, MTV came out in 81, my friend.
We did not get it until 84.
That's because you lived in a poor area.
We did not live in a poor area. We were under an inferior cable company, and we finally got MTV after a long campaign of we want our MTV.
You people who didn't have MTV, all you lived on was Friday Night Videos.
Wow, this is terrible. Do you just want legions of you to just come out and listen to this show and just start pumping their fist and bobbing their heads saying, yeah, that's exactly what it was. White ass Brent says lip service. I don't know why that kind. You know the Eurythmics. I think it's Annie Lennox. So it's like when Jim Carrey played the Riddler. Do you remember that, Frank?
Yes, I do. He did absolutely a little bit. Sure.
Yeah.
You know, she had her hair cut real short, and she was kind of androgynous. But I think later on she femmed up a little bit.
Really? I whatever. It doesn't matter. Frank, it doesn't
matter. Why don't you give him your claim to fame?
My claim to fame?
Your claim to fame with music videos. I don't want to... I'm not going to mention specifics, location. I'm not going to mention that. But there's a particular video...
Oh, there is a video.
Yes.
It is Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, where you could see that her car, as she's pulling away from some train station and some moronic fucking storyline that was drafted for this terrible terrible song, passes by my grandfather's butcher shop. And you can kind of see the light is on, and you know that he was working, and it's kind of, you know, to watch it now, it's kind of just kind of weird to see that, and that's exactly what it was at the time, but it's really not that impressive of a moment. It's nowhere near as impressive as you singing Splish Splash.
I think it's very impressive because it captures a moment in time.
That's
you
true.
Know what I'm saying?
And that's something that'll probably never go away, or at least for a very long time, until people no longer give a shit about Cyndi Lauper. She becomes like fucking Lena Horne, and like, you know, like 10 people really like her.
Now, I remember you ruined a family vacation because you kept singing La Bamba over and over again. Isn't that correct?
Again, 1987, performance of the year, standout actor Lou Diamond Phillips. He gave his heart and soul to the to the memory of Richie Valens. And honestly, that song was in the soundtrack, and I enjoyed the movie, and I desperately wanted a guitar, and I could not stop singing that fucking song. And I remember seeing a journal entry in a notebook that was getting thrown out that was from that. It was my sister's journal. And that trip, worst trip ever. Kenny would not stop singing La Bamba. Worst trip ever. Richie Valenzuela and his flying guitar! And you have to roll that R at the end.
You know, poor Lou Diamond Phillips. I mean, he started out with a bang, couple of movies, and he pretty much fell off the face of the fucking earth.
Yeah, then he was in that movie. I can't even think of what it was. The Supernova, where he was like some kind of alien, possessed alien creature. It was just fucking horrendous. Supernova.
His career went so bad that he went on that fucking I'm a celebrity, get me out of here now, whatever the fuck. That's how bad his fucking career went.
That's when you're over. At that point, yeah. That's when it's completely over, Frank.
I mean, when you're on a show with somebody like Stuttering John, then you know it's gone, Don.
Stuttering who?
John.
Oh, I didn't know. Didn't know. Is he a big celebrity that you had to get out of there?
Well, that he was on the show, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's at the point now where there are people on YouTube and Twitter that are more famous than actors.
Sitting on the toilet.
What?
Sitting on the toilet and flush.
I'm sorry, I don't quite know what you're talking about, Frank.
Sitting on the toilet.
Is that how it goes?
Sitting on the toilet.
You sure?
Flush. I think so.
Oh, okay. Because I remember finding this video, or actually it was referred to me by TJ Wooldridge, drummer of the Mantastic.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Yep. You are.
Sitting on the toilet.
By the way, if you have any wonder as far as what is going on in this video,
sitting on the toilet.
This fat black woman is actually sitting on a toilet.
Sitting on the toilet.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
And it lasts for 43 seconds. I gotta say, it is a bit addictive. It is a bit addictive.
My kids are singing it all over around the house.
Sitting on the toilet. Sitting on the toilet.
Oh, here we go.
Now flush.
I find it a little disturbing that we were basically watching her shit. Like, I have no issue seeing shit in a bowl, but I don't necessarily want to see people's contortions and fucking shit rituals.
Didn't you once have an online diary of duties.com?
I do, and I might be reviving it for next year. I want to see how far into the year I can get. I failed, I think, at March. It lasted like maybe 3 or 4 months. I don't know. But sitting on toilet. So now you are obsessed with this. Because you're obsessed with this, your kids are repeating what
right.
You do, and they're just
Luke's singing it around the house, sitting on the toilet.
So you know he's singing it around the house? That means he's also singing it in school. Which means that at one point his teacher's gonna have enough and make him do it in front of the class.
Oh, maybe.
And maybe he'll have a repressed memory to bring up on a fucking broadcast. When he's fucking 50 years old like his dad. You know, Frank, you are old. I just want to let you know. But no, what I was bringing up here, sitting on the toilet aside, is that there are people that have had legitimate careers, like Lou Diamond Phillips. A lot of people know him, but like, what is he doing lately? And then there's like people on YouTube that record themselves shitting, or people on Twitter that just post stuff that their dad says, and they're known by tons of people. And the guy, shit my dad says, you've heard of him, correct? I mean, he just posts quotes that his dad has told him, which, you know, may or may not be bullshit. But he's got himself 700,000 followers, and he's parlayed that into a TV deal with CBS. He's
wow.
He's got his own TV show because his dad is amusing.
Wow.
Or at least that's the story behind it.
Is his dad a part of the program?
I honestly don't know what the fucking show will be about. But I guess as long as he's able to plug it on in front of 700,000 followers, then it might be worth half a shit to CBS to maybe throw him just a couple bucks and put something on that'll be seen and sell a couple ads, make a little money. And he also had a book deal as well. A book deal of the quotes. Now, what does his dad get? I mean, honestly, his fucking funny words get ripped off by his fucking son. And this fucking lazy prick just sits pretty. I don't know. I mean, have you even read any of this, Frank? Have you seen?
I'm not aware of it. Not aware of it, but I'm extremely jealous.
Now, why are you jealous? Why should you be jealous? Because he's making money. Because he's making money.
And I want money.
What do you want money for, Frank? Honestly, money, what is it going to get you?
I don't know.
What would you buy if you had a significant amount of money? Let's say something you did blew up and now people want it and they give you money and you have a large sum of money. What is it you're going to do, Frank?
I will buy...
Wow. Real good. Dream big, Frank. Shoot for the moon. Jesus Christ. You could have just said Xbox, and then that would have been enough. That would have been something. Cheese.
I'll buy a nice sub sandwich. I want to give it some thought. I would probably buy a toilet bowl seat that heats up or it vibrates a little bit.
Why would you want it to vibrate?
Well, this way it helps get the excrement out. You know what I'm saying?
You think that a vibrating toilet seat is going to be vibrating because it helps you get excrement out and not because it's some kind of a gay stimulation toy?
No, the toilet bowl, it's not pressing against your anus. It's pressing against your butt cheeks.
your butt cheeks?
Your butt cheeks.
You said butt cheeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I had a little bit of a problem the other day. Anyway,
wait, excuse me.
Well, listen, we've all had the problem. You know, listen, we've all have not had the toilet paper there at our beck and calling.
Oh, of course. I mean, running out of toilet paper.
Yeah.
At this point, old hat.
Right.
Everybody has their plan of attack. Some people keep extra rolls.
Do you ever check beforehand before you go in there? Is it always too late?
I the only time I go and shit is when I have to shit. So I'm very often at the mercy of not having toilet paper.
Have you ever sat down knowing that there was no toilet paper there and that you'd eventually have to waddle out somewhere?
Yeah, I've done that. And you know, depending on how far you have to go, you have to come up with a new way of wearing your underwear. Now, you don't want shit to go in the underwear, and you don't want your dick exposed as you're walking through the house.
Well, excuse me?
What happened?
No, well, listen.
you had an accident, I guess.
I didn't realize I wasn't done when I went to get the toilet paper.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So I fouled up the fucking bath mat a little bit. You know,
on the fucking bath mat? You shit on the bath mat?
The bath rug. I fucked it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
You had shit. You had like a fucking tail. And you stood up and it
So it fell out. It fell out and I...
Wait, where is this bath mat?
In the master bathroom.
No, I mean, in relation to the toilet, how far away?
Oh, it's not far, just a couple steps.
That shit hung on for a couple steps.
Yeah.
It's impressive shit. Donna's making some heavy fucking fiber meals.
Yeah, don't get into that right now. But anyway, don't
get into what?
No, let me finish this.
Sure.
Before we can go on to something else, okay?
Okay, keep a note of that, because apparently there's a problem with Donna's cooking, as if no one knew that. I'm just kidding. Please continue.
Anyway, so I made, you know, I dropped some stuff on the bath carpeting, and I try to clean it up. And when you try to clean up something like that on a carpet, it's very difficult. So after I told my family what happened,
so wait, you tried to clean it up?
Yes.
What did you do to clean it up?
I used Softkins.
You used your ass wipers?
Yes.
So you had things to wipe your ass with, but you just didn't have toilet paper.
Well, I have to utilize dry before I can utilize wet.
Why didn't you just try with the wet and see how far you could get?
No. You have to, the first couple of wipes you need dry.
That's not fucking right.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. The first couple, you have to dry it out down there first.
That's retarded.
If you start putting wet stuff up there, you're going to make a fucking mud pie.
But what I'm saying is you had nothing. You had absolutely nothing, and you just...
Oh, I have a procedure, my friend.
What was your procedure?
Is to get the dry stuff first.
Your procedure was to stand up and shit all over the fucking bath mat.
So now that my I'm sorry.
Dan, our buddy Dan and Cal is saying that the carpet and your ass fur are the same consistency. Just shitty, soggy fur.
I got to say something. Mentioning Dan and Cal, you know, as you're aware of, Dan stayed over my house a few weeks ago for a couple days. And my wife gave him towels to utilize. And she had pardon?
Whoa, she gave him some towels. Maybe he had to wipe down.
Right. So what happened was she gave him, the only reason I remember the colors is because he mentioned it, she gave him some brown towels. Okay. So now I notice that these brown towels that he utilized are now in the master bathroom being ready to be utilized by me. But I keep passing over them and don't use them. Because I don't want to dry my face in the same towel that I know he wiped his balls with.
Frank, you know eventually you're going to use that towel. You know eventually it's going to happen. You're going to forget, and you're going to use that towel. Right on your fucking face. And you'll know that he didn't just wipe his balls on it. He treated it like that slice of French toast in Road Trip. He farted right through it. Fucking wiped it all over his fucking taint. His feet. Everything. Like, he probably clipped toenails into it, Frank. You don't even know. He just said brown towel, and that's where he left you. So you stood up, and you didn't even bother checking your asshole, even though you had something to wipe it with partially.
Right.
You stood up, your shit went all over the rug, and you couldn't clean it out perfectly. So you obviously had to present this to Donna.
Yes, and my kids were there, and now my kids won't even go into my bedroom or my bathroom anymore.
Is that a blessing for you? I mean,
it's not bad. It's not bad.
But the price of having them not in your own bathroom is that they no longer respect you as a continent male. They now think that shit just falls out of their dad. It's not a good place to be, Frank.
You mentioned before about my wife making a particular fiber-enriched foods.
Yeah,
I have a little bit of bone to pick with her.
What was that?
I got a bone to pick.
I got a bone to pick with you, motherfuckers! Okay, go ahead.
Okay. As you know, my wife started working recently. You know, after the past summer, she started working.
Bless her soul.
Yes, and she, after 9 years of being a stay-at-home mama. And the problem is, I'm suffering because of that, because now she doesn't cook every night like she used to.
Okay.
And I'm suffering because I'm not getting a delicious meal every night. And I'm aggravated.
Well, Frank, she's working.
It doesn't matter.
Don't say that.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Frank,
let me tell you how I'm suffering.
The fact of the matter is, Frank, that you know, Lauren Feldman, 1938 media references aside, it does matter. She's working. She doesn't have time to fucking prepare meals for you. You're home all goddamn day. Why don't you fucking
make
it?
Excuse me?
You're home all goddamn day.
This is the routine, okay? Every Monday, my daughter has to go to, I think, fucking tennis lessons or dance lessons or whatever the fuck it is. So she gets home from work like around 6 or so. She throws some half-assed crap dinner together that takes no effort whatsoever, mm-hmm. and I gotta fucking throw it down my throat so she can go and pick Kayla
well,
up.
Like,
daughter up at the thing, okay?
Yeah, okay. Anyway, okay. you've already revealed that in previous episodes. But the thing is, Frank, you say it's some kind of crap meal that she just throws together.
Right.
What? Okay, I'm picturing like a frozen dinner or something. What is it that she's preparing for
you?
Well,
she'll throw, maybe make some, you know, something very simple, like, you know, some hamburgers or something very simple, you know, something that you can throw together.
Oh,
frozen in them.
H&H. Hamburgers and hot dogs.
Right. Or hot dogs and hamburgers.
Whichever way.
So that's Monday. So every Monday I'm getting a shit dinner now. I'm getting a thrown ass dinner. Okay. Now Tuesdays is fucking pizza night because, my daughter has something.
What's wrong with pizza night?
It's not a homemade meal. Okay.
Who gives a shit if it's a homemade meal?
Okay.
Frank, wasn't the deal that she'll cook, take care of the kids, and you'll work? Wasn't that the deal? Wasn't that the deal? Yes or no? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Yes, it was. So now the deal has changed because she started working and contributing to the household, correct?
Perhaps.
Okay. So since she's doing that, why the fuck are you still trying to apply the old deal? She's doing more than you right now. Shut your fucking mouth.
Excuse me?
Shut your fucking mouth and accept it and bask in the glory of having to still do nothing.
If you put it that way.
You're eating hamburgers and hot dogs. It's not like you're given a fucking lean cuisine and a fucking wave goodbye.
Well, it's not like I'm living at somebody else's particular place. But anyway, No offense. Anyway.
Oh shit.
Yeah. No. Forget it. I'm not gonna bring it up. But anyway. You know. That's.
You're in a.
Okay. I'm not living at fucking Dan and Cal's house where his fucking big friggin' night is whether to have frozen this or frozen that. He eats fucking frozen bag food every goddamn night. The poor son of a bitch.
Frank, the fact is you've skated off in life for so fucking long. The fact that you had to sacrifice 2 weeknights of home cooked fucking meals.
Oh, it gets worse than that.
Oh, it gets worse?
Well, she only.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. It gets worse than you having to sacrifice 2 home-cooked meals. Let's hear how bad it gets.
So Wednesday is she better make up for the. First of all, let me tell you something. She went to go visit her sister this weekend in Pennsylvania. So Sunday I had to fend for myself. Usually she leaves me a meal. She'll cook me the night before and leave me a meal. She said I had to fend for myself. So Sunday I had to have a fucking DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah. Oh, so she made you pizza?
No. DiGiorno.
Yeah.
I had a frozen DiGiorno.
Yeah, a Donna Giorno pizza.
No.
The kind that she always makes you.
No. Please let me finish.
Okay, continue. Okay?
Friday we had goddamn Chinese food. I haven't had a fucking meal in I don't know how long. I can't live it like this.
You've had meals, motherfucker. You're eating Chinese food.
That's not homemade food.
You fucking greedy motherfucker. You probably ate more than anybody else. When it comes to Chinese food, you probably enjoyed it. You probably laughed and giggled at the 10 min thing as you placed the order.
Yeah.
Frank, what I'm saying is you're spoiled. And you know what? If there were ever a time that I wish she would call in, it would be now. And
oh, really?
I don't know if she's listening. But Donna, if you are listening, your chicken soup was awesome. Your pizza was real and genuine, and it was awesome, and I hated to fucking admit it, because this bald fuck doesn't deserve such fucking tender care. And now that a little bit of it is taken away, it's a big travesty. You fucking entitled dickhead. Holy shit, Frank. She's not only is she working, she's still making you fucking food.
It's half-ass food.
What if she made zero meals, Frank? What if she made zero? What would you eat? What would you eat?
Pardon me?
If she made nothing, what would you eat?
I would sit there with a puss on my face at the table and with my hands folded.
Here's the whole deal about the entire thing.
Out of spite, I wouldn't eat.
Shut up and let me berate you! You're a selfish man. You don't deserve what you get. You've had it for far too long,
Frank. What is the phone number at your radio?
Obviously, the number to call is 316-768-4472. That's 316-768-4472. God, Donna, if you're listening, I hope you call in. I hope you call in. Because the fact is, you two need to have an argument on the air.
Excuse me?
And I think honestly, she's gonna hit the fucking boiling point. She's gonna hit the roof, Frank. And one day, you're gonna be sitting there fucking crying in your fucking SpaghettiOs that you didn't even take out of the can because you don't know how. Jesus Christ! You know what? Tell her to fucking call in. I gotta talk some sense in. I'm gonna tell her to leave you. Tell her to call in so I can tell her to leave you, Frank. That's just the sad fucking truth of it. That's the fucking... It's just a fucking sad thing. Are you there? You're pissed off at me now. I can tell.
I'm not pissed. I dropped my headphones for a second.
Yeah, you're pissed off. It's all right. It's all right, Frank. I mean, were you expecting to get sympathy with this? I mean,
No.
Oh, Donna didn't make her meatloaf that took her all day to make, and I'll ultimately tell her it sucks. Donna didn't make stuffed peppers that took her fucking, you know, a day and a half to make, and then I'll tell her they're too firm. You know, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's only going to take so much of it, Frank.
I like the way things I like it, and they don't change, but...
And not only that, we do have a caller here. It's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with just an undeserving bald bastard. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Donna,
oh,
how
boy.
Are you?
What a surprise.
Oh, yeah. I'm great.
You know, you. When's the last time you cooked dinner? When's the last time you made dinner?
A decent meal in a while.
When's the last time you made dinner? Fucking the end of last week, probably.
Yeah.
Friday I had Chinese. So I don't know what the hell I had Saturday. Sunday I had DiGiorno. Yesterday I had fucking frozen hamburgers that were frozen from the fucking summer.
Hey, Donna.
And then I had goddamn pizza.
Donna.
Donna,
have you ever...
Something.
Have you ever... speaking of Chinese food, Donna, have you ever heard Frank's hilarious impression of the person that you ordered the Chinese food from?
Don't bring that... No. There's no need to bring that up.
Donna, he does a really good impression. It's where he calls the Chinese place... And order something, and they say, ten min.
No.
That's his impression. He told me that.
I know. He's been doing that for 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I also heard from someone that you came up with that.
You know what? I think so, too. I think it's true. He picked that up from me.
Barb, let us all know that Frank is a thief, and he has stolen that. And here he is complaining. That you're not doing enough. So, Donna, you're working. It's obviously you have a job. You're contributing to the household. And this motherfucker, excuse my language.
Excuse me?
This, Frank, at this point, you have no place to speak. You come home
and... He really
and,
doesn't. Have you seen him? He looks like he needs a meal, right?
Yeah, excuse me?
You haven't prepared a meal in weeks, apparently.
You know, it has been... really not in the mood to cook lately. I don't know.
Too friggin' bad. I don't want to hear that. You get in the mood. I mean, what is this? How dare you feed me this crap that you've been feeding me, Donna?
Donna.
I'm not even kidding around here.
Donna,
I want a decent meal with a meat.
Every night I ask him, what do you want for dinner? He goes, what do you got?
Right.
I ask him, and I say to him, what do you feel like having? And he can't ever say what he wants. So I say, I don't know what I want either, and then I make something that,
here's the thing.
It's not so hot.
Donna, just trade out. What's your favorite spice to use when cooking?
My favorite spice?
Yeah. Just name a spice that you use. Anyone.
Garlic?
Okay. Instead of garlic, use Visine. Just put Visine in everything, and then he'll have the fucking shits, and then he'll never ask you to make anything ever again. Honestly, yeah. At this point, my advice to you is that, you know what? Break up the happy home. Leave him. Leave him for a week and just see how he does. Go take a vacation for a week and see exactly what happens to him. Take the kids, obviously, because he can't care for them, and just leave him on his own for a week.
Sometimes she'll experiment and make a dish. So she, a couple months ago, she made something called chicken chili, which I think I liked. But she made it about a week or so ago. It didn't taste the same goddamn way she made it the first time. And I find out because she put fucking
I think that was the last meal I cooked.
Yeah. That's right. She put cumin in it. Okay?
Couldn't that was stomach Thursday.
It. I pushed the plate to the side and I had to fucking eat bread and butter for dinner.
Yeah.
Frank?
Bread and butter.
Frank.
I know. You went and got a loaf of bread and sat there, pushed your dish away like a kid, and chewed on bread.
That's right.
Frank.
And then picked off the kids' plate because they had rice.
Frank.
Yeah, I had to eat fucking rice and bread and butter for dinner.
Frank. How the fuck are you going to come on here and pretend you have such a refined palate that you can detect the presence of cumin? You fucking dope.
Yeah.
There was cumin in it, I know it, you're lying! Who cares? Frank, you liked
it
before.
Every time he eats something, after he eats it, he goes, did you make this different? Did you do something different? I can tell, you know.
Ugh.
He's never happy. His mother kicked him out and was glad to get rid of him when I married him.
Wow, look at that. Now,
excuse
Frank.
Excuse me?
No, I'm sorry, Donna, you said that was the last meal you cooked for him. The over-cumined, over-cumined chicken chili.
Yeah.
So, Frank, are you seeing what happens when you complain about when you do nothing? You sit at a fucking table and food is made for you and handed to you, and you just fucking complain like a goddamn child. Do you see what happens? She stops cooking, and you get hamburger and hot dog night every fucking day. Fucking steakums and hungry man dinners, Frank. That's what it's gonna be. Hungry man dinners. Get used to it.
Yeah, he actually says to me, whatever you make for dinner, it better be good.
That's right. That's right.
That's what he says when I say, hi, honey, how are you? Make something for dinner because I'm starving. I want it fast.
That's right. I don't want to wait.
Lay off me. I'm starving.
He's like Archie Bunker. Where's my dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Deb.
But the difference, Donna, is that you're working. And Frank doesn't seem to
give
a shit.
I know, and he doesn't always understand that, you know. I'm pulling in all directions.
Well, you know what? This job is interfering with my dinner.
Okay,
and
Frank.
Maybe some action that needs to be taken.
Frank, do you want her to get rid of her job? That she worked very hard to get.
Right.
Do you want her to get rid of that? Say yes or no right now.
Tell her how you feel about her job. I'm on the fence.
Donna, I'll tell you right now, in private conversations, he said, I'm going to tell her that she doesn't deserve that goddamn job if she's not going to cook.
He told me that. He's a goddamn liar.
He told me, I was over your house, and he goes, he looked upstairs, he saw you weren't around, and he goes, I'm going to tell her to leave that goddamn job. If I'm not getting my meals.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. And I knew it was something you didn't want to hear because he had to look outside his office and up the stairs to make sure you weren't around.
Well, you know, since I'm working, he's supposed to be doing a little bit more around the house, such as pitching in with the vacuuming or dusting and that kind of thing. Oh. And that has not been done in months.
Well, Donna, we did see him clean up a coffee spill that he caused.
Oh, yeah, he did that really well.
Yeah. I think I do have video of that. I'm going to have to post it on YouTube, youtube.com/heroestalk.
He has fallen behind in all his chores and a lot of different things. And he never fails to point out all the things I'm not doing.
All right, then. Well, thanks for calling in.
You know, something in the bathroom, or I don't have his white clothes in his drawer when he wants his underwear.
Let me tell you something, Ken. When I grew up, okay...
There my underwear is not in my drawer. Where is my clean underwear?
Excuse me.
You don't have any.
Now he has to wear the ones with the holes in them.
Let me tell you something. When I grew up...
Or in the back of the drawer because all the ones that he likes are not clean.
Listen to me. I grew up in a household where there was always extra soap bars. There was always extra tubes of toothpaste. Okay, I don't want to have to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste and me not to be able to find any more toothpaste. Okay, you ensure that there are plenty of toothpaste on hand. Okay, I had to suffer and use some goddamn fucking baking soda to brush my goddamn teeth.
Frank,
you had to use the toothpaste that you didn't like.
Yes, I didn't, and I left a bad taste in my mouth.
No, you're spoiled rotten for years. You said this morning, I need new white socks. I'm running low on socks. Did you get socks? I went out and bought you socks.
That's
today.
Right. Yes, you did.
Hey, yeah, you're spoiled rotten.
Hey, Frank. Excuse me? Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
How hard is it to buy some tubes of toothpaste?
She does the food shopping.
I do all
it's
the
It's not
shopping.
Food. Toothpaste is not food. You can easily go pick up a fucking tube of toothpaste. If you're that uncomfortable, go pick up a fucking tube of toothpaste.
Excuse me,
and
Donna,
stop picking on this woman.
I need deodorant, Donna. Put that on the list.
You know what? What happened to you making a list? Sometimes he makes me a list of the things he wants from the store, and he puts it on the refrigerator. Buy snacks. We're out of peanut butter. I need deodorant. Like a personal shopper.
Yeah.
Sometimes he leaves a little list. Oh, you know what? You ever try cleaning the handle of the refrigerator? Do you ever clean this or that?
I'd like
to a cleaning list too.
I'd like to say, Donna, why don't you just create a list for him now? Counter his list with a list of your own stuff. And everything that's not done on his list. You know, it's because maybe it's met with something not done on your list. So something he doesn't do for you, you don't do something for him. And then
you know what's always on his list? Change the light bulb. And you know what?
What?
I gave up. I was sitting in the dark, and I changed them myself.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Frank, you
could... He won't change light bulbs. He leaves the water on the porch till it freezes and busts.
All right, thanks for calling.
Frank, why can't you change light bulbs?
Because it's a lot of effort. I have to get the ladder.
Frank, it's a fucking light bulb. It's a light bulb. You're doing this show right now? You could easily call in on a cell phone, get a step stool, and fucking change a light bulb while you're doing the show. It's not that you don't need a blueprint. You don't need an action plan. You just fucking unscrew and screw in. That's it. Out with the old, in with the new, Frank. Donna, I really appreciate the call.
Thank you. I love you.
I do. Leave him for a week. Just do it for, leave him on his own for a week. Take the kids.
I know, but then you got to put a cam in the house.
Okay.
You could see him scraping and licking, you know, put his tongue down the peanut butter jar.
Because
he ran out of clean silverware, Frank. And he can't use anything.
Frank.
Yeah, and I'm sick of, you know what, buy some more teaspoons. I'm sick and tired of there being not enough teaspoons, and I got to shove a goddamn tablespoon in my fucking mouth, okay?
Yeah, life is so rough for you.
Yeah. Frank.
Yeah, when he drinks his coffee, spills it all over the floor as he walks with it, leaves his sugar wrappers and coffee grains all over the
all
counter.
Right. You're a fucking mess. Clean. You're disgusting.
He's the sloppiest person to live with. His socks are always left all over the place.
All right, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
I hang up, Frank. I'm the one who gets the hang up. So he's the sloppiest person to live with.
He is. People wouldn't think he is, but he is sloppy. You know, maybe he doesn't, you know, he won't eat his sandwich if he drops it on the floor, but, you know, he makes a mess, he leaves his clothes all over, and you've seen his car.
Don't even
get started on his car.
Well, you know, Dan gave us a video from inside his car that is also on the Heroes Talk YouTube channel.
I don't know how he could have anybody in that car.
There is lettuce, like, he said there was a lot of lettuce, but there's a fucking lot of lettuce and fries and shit. You
can
make
you
a cheeseburger.
When we go out for a nice dinner or go to a wedding or something, and he's in a suit and I'm in a nice dress, and I get in that car.
Yeah, and you come out with an onion ring on your ass.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Jesus Christ!
Coffee cups, banana peels. Yeah,
all right.
Germ-free.
Well, listen, you gotta take a break.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you mean, and when you say nice suit, you mean houndstooth jacket and T-shirt. Anyway, Donna, I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, and don't take his shit. Leave him for a week and see what happens.
I won't. Maybe he'll lose some weight.
Oh, maybe.
Excuse me?
Maybe. Anyway, thank you very much, Donna. I appreciate
all
it.
All right.
Take care. Oh, I'm sorry. I hung up on her, Frank. I didn't, you know.
How's about we take a nice little break?
Why don't we take a nice little break, Frank? Why don't we do that? This is the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, Frank. What is it?
It's the place. It's the thing you do with your eyes and the place to be.
Try it one more time.
It's the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
That's right. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
Uh-oh.
We'll be back after something.
Last time on The What Show?
I bought two lobsters for myself and my brother, and I dropped them in the pot, and they started thrashing, and I swear to God, I almost broke into tears.
I have no problem with lobster.
Lobster's
like a bug. It's not a real, it doesn't think, it doesn't
Fuck
come up
that.
To you. And
my mother came around, she's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, nothing, just leave me alone.
I put cigarettes out on a lobster's back.
Tune in to The What Show, 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., exclusively on HeroesTalk.com and the Heroes Talk Room on Paltalk. The What Show. What?
Hello, anonymous internet. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. We're taking a little break, but we've decided that it's our duty to educate you about the different types of strangers you may encounter. And this knowledge will help you protect your sweet young ass from icky, icky strangers. Have a listen to this YouTube video, which has been tagged Creepy, Child, Molesters, Game Boy Batteries. Enjoy and learn.
You've already been told about strangers dressing up in uniforms. But there are other traps you need to know about.
Hi, I lost my little dog. Can you help me find him?
Be suspicious of an adult asking for help.
Hi, I'm just playing with my daughter's video game, but the batteries seem to be dead. I have some in my car. Why don't you come over and help me put them in?
Stay away from people in cars or vans.
Hey, kid, how you doing? You know, we're making a movie over there. You want to go see it?
Only professional agencies hire kids for TV work. I ought to know.
Hey, kid, let's go to the arcade and play some video games. What do you say?
Ignore him and walk away.
Little boy, I'll give you $10 if you'll take my bag to the car for me.
It's okay to say no, even to an adult. Safety is more important than good manners.
Hey, kid, I'll teach you how to hit this ball right over the fence. Come on, it'll be fun.
Trust your own feelings.
Your mom's been hurt. She's in the hospital. She sent me to come and get you.
What's the secret code word?
I don't know the code word.
You don't need to get near the car to talk to someone inside.
You know, you look like you could use a friend.
Say no to what you think is wrong.
Pizza delivery. Come on, open the door.
Nothing is more important than your safety.
Hi. You're sure a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Why don't you come on, hop in the car. I'll take your picture.
If someone wants to take your picture, say no and tell your parents.
If you tell anybody about our little secret, I'll kill your dog.
Children should never be asked to keep special secrets from their parents.
Now you know the 11 most common kidnap traps to avoid and how to be street smart. The time to start is now. Be cautious and observant and report anything suspicious. The 11 traps to avoid are helping, bribing, being famous, having fun, getting a job, being a playmate, emergency, affection, authority, hero, and threats.
Now you know that large Samoans are just blowing hot air when they threaten the life of your puppy. Your dog's safe. So blab away, kids. This has been the DJ New Style Show, protecting your sweet, supple, young, impressionable ass.
The DJ New Style Show.
Thank you for calling Parent Metro. It's Kimberly speaking. How may I help you?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you really call it Panera Bread?
No.
So when people say Panera, they're wrong?
No.
Thank you. That's all I want to say. It's Panera.
You are correct.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Take care. See? There's the proof. Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Download everything we've ever done. It's all available on djnewstyleshow.com. Subscribe to the podcast. Check out some videos. Read our Twitters and other boring shit like that. But Frank, I gotta tell you, Frank, something that's not all that boring. You know what I'm talking about? Are you there?
What?
Well, naturally, when I talk about things that are not boring, I'm talking about ICU2.com.
Oh, the great award-winning software?
Yeah. Yeah, award-winning software. It's ICU2.com. It's the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for video conferencing, internet communication. Frank, what is the internet all about? Let me ask you, what is it about?
It's about communicating.
That's right. It's about putting your face in other people's faces, any place, face-to-face, any place. That's ICU2.com. It's free to try. Go to the website, download it to your Windows PC, and you'll be instantly face-to-face with a whole slew of people that really want to know you. And these are people using award-winning software, Frank. What do you want to do? You want to communicate with people? Well, Frank, your answer is ICU2.com. And if you want to have a good sandwich or salad, it's Panera. Thank you. I have the proof right there during the break, Frank.
Yeah, you have the proof that you edit.
I didn't edit anything. That's one take. One take, Kenny.
I heard the cold call.
Excuse me?
I heard the cold call.
The call?
The cold call. I heard the call call.
There wasn't a call call. Well, anyway, Frank, there's a lot going on with us. You know, there's a lot of things we're working on with Hear Us Talk. It's not just, linking to videos like sitting on a toilet or helping people avoid strangers so that their icky parts don't get touched by weirdos. It's not any of that, Frank. It's the fact that we're all going to be getting together for a Thanksgiving meal. Are you aware of this?
I have heard of it, yes.
Obviously, because you've been sending me text messages, which were picture messages without a picture. That's what you're doing. You're sending it to everybody, a picture message with no picture, typing your message in the caption.
I think that's been corrected.
It has, but you refuse to admit that you're wrong. And now you have the opportunity to admit that you're wrong.
Whatever.
Were you wrong?
No, there was a glitch in the system.
You didn't know how to use your fucking iPhone.
Whatever.
Which sucks, by the way.
First of all, you don't even have the right to even use the word iPhone.
Why?
Your fucking LG.
You mean my LG that will send a text perfectly and send a picture message if I wanted to?
Can you you check your emails on your phone? That's what I thought.
Yes, I can.
Bullshit.
I actually can. It's not that big of a fucking deal. Anyway, Frank, Thanksgiving dinner, hear us talk style. What do you know about it?
I know a lot about it. An individual was kind enough to provide the destination.
Really?
All of the shows, the What Show, the DJ New Style program, Best in Show, and the Awful Hour will be participating in this Thanksgiving clusterfuck.
And where is it going to be held, Frank?
Well, it's going to be held somebody's apartment.
I believe Ed McGrath's apartment.
Okay.
Isn't that where it's going to be held? The streets look very different, Frank, by Ed McGrath's apartment.
I don't think he wanted the whole world knowing that you know, it was going to be his apartment, but thanks anyway.
Oh, well, guess what? The whole world now knows. And that's my doing, Ed.
Look at Ed with the fucking pornographic mustache on his face, man.
You know what? I'm going to take a look at his cam right now. Wow, yeah, Ed. Ed has got the...
Ed, you look different, man. You don't look like yourself.
Ed has got the mustache of one of those people you should avoid in the video that we played the audio for during the break.
Your color is much better where you're at now. Usually at home, you look fucking pasty white.
Yeah. He's rocking the partial goatee. I guess it doesn't meet up. I know, Ed. I have facial hair issues myself. But that's okay. Are you laughing, Propecia? Are you laughing at me, boy?
I am laughing because,
Okay, Rogaine, you laughing at me, boy?
Yeah, I am laughing
hair
at
you. Hair system in a lunch
what
bag?
What you have, I call you boy beard, but what you actually have are just stray hairs strewn on your face.
It's scruff. It's not a glorious scruff. Beard.
You've been growing scruff for 10 years.
Yeah, because I maintained it as scruff. I cut it very close, Frank.
Somebody like you was not meant to have a beard. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine. I am not VA Messenger. I'm never going to have a fucking down to my belly button.
When did you start
beard.
Growing hair on your legs?
When did I start?
Yeah.
Very young. I am half Italian after all, Frank. I did. But the thing is, you are bald. Are you aware of this?
I choose to be bald.
No, no, no. You were chosen to be bald. You did not want to be. Every picture you took when you had hair, you had a certain swagger to you. You had a certain fucking, just a glimmer in that smile. You were cocksure in those pictures. Now, Frank, now what are you? You're annoying is what you are. Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. Were you going to be saying something?
I was going to ask you when your balls dropped.
Into your mother's mouth. I wanted to say Donna's, but you know, I didn't want to go there.
What?
I was going to say Donna's, but I didn't want to, you know, attack her because she doesn't deserve it. You already attack her enough.
What?
That's it.
Without cleaning my sinuses, I'll snore all night. If your kid spills his milk, do you slap him?
What? What is that supposed to mean?
You're not a very tolerant person.
You've bugged me since New York. You started by stealing my fucking cab.
God, you're a tight ass.
How'd you like a mouthful of teeth?
Oh, and hostile too. Nice personality combination. Hostile and intolerant. That's borderline criminal.
Screw you! You spilled beer all over the bed. You messed up the bathroom.
Who let you stay? I even let you pay so you wouldn't feel like an intruder.
An intruder?
Right, you ruined a nice trip.
Who talked my ear off on the plane? Who was that? I'm curious.
Who told you to book a room? I did. You're an ungrateful jackass. Sleep in the lobby. I hope you wake up so stiff you can't even move.
You got a free cab, okay? Free room. Someone will listen to your boring stories. Didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking... I started reading the vomit bag. Didn't I give you some clue that this guy's not enjoying it? Everything's not an anecdote. You don't have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. Honey, meet Del Griffith. He's got some amusing anecdotes. And then here's a gun so you can blow your brains out. You'll thank me for it. I could tolerate any insurance seminar for days. I could listen to them go on and on. They'd say, how can you stand it? And I'd say, because I've been with Del Griffith. I can take anything. You know what they'd say? I know what you mean. The shower curtain ring guy. It's like going on a date with a Chatty Cathy doll. There should be a string on your chest that I'd pull out. Except I wouldn't pull it out. You would. And by the way, when you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it that much more interesting for the listener.
You want to hurt me? Go ahead if it makes you feel better. I'm an easy target. Yeah, you're right. I talk too much. I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you, but I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think that you want me to be? I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
End scene. I don't know why we're doing this, but we're doing this. And I think we did a pretty damn good job at that.
Thank you.
Frank, why are we doing this?
Well, I'm practicing my acting abilities.
Yeah, you are.
For future,
I mean, you said you wanted to get better at acting, but I mean, I don't know. I think you did a pretty good job with the I think whoever played Apeface Magoo does a pretty good job on youtube.com/hearustalk. You may have seen it. If not, go there and watch the saga that is Apeface Magoo. Frank, is this your first foray into character work?
It is. I've always been a character actor, but I think I'm parlaying it into something a little more mainstream.
Oh, I see. Is this your shit my dad says? You trying to get that CBS deal?
I'm doing what I can. Yeah. You know, I'm doing what I can.
I mean, there are a couple episodes here. You're busting out some acting chops. I'm proud of you.
Well, you weren't so bad yourself.
Thank you.
You weren't so bad yourself.
You know, I was probably better than you, but
okay.
I mean, you weren't bad. You weren't bad. That's all. I mean, this started, I guess, with you explaining to me that you could do a very good impression from Goodfellas, and that's why we did that last week. DJNewStyleShow.com, download that. And you know, if you enjoyed any of our shit, please tell your fucking friends so that you can torture them as well with shitty fucking reenacted scenes.
It's awful.
How fucking arrogant is that? Listen to us rehearse and recite a scene from a fucking movie. You're downloading 2 hours and 5 minutes of which are two assholes from the Garden State reenacting a scene from Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. That's fucked up.
Or Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Whatever it is. I don't even care. Does it even fucking matter at this point? So you want to hear fucked up? I walk my dog every day, Frank, and he's getting to be okay at walking. He has learned to walk. Can you stop breathing into the fucking microphone for 5 fucking seconds? Holy shit! This isn't a fucking scene either. It's fucking annoying. Trying to explain some bullshit about my fucking dog and Darth Vader's fucking not giving a shit on the other side. Holy fucking Christ. Where was the mic? Did you have it in your fucking brain?
I accidentally bent it to the one side, so I had to fix it.
Yeah. You're a mouth breather? Is that what it is?
Am I?
I don't know. Wherever the mic was, there was a fucking vent open.
It was right
open.
Underneath my nostril.
Ugh, it's disgusting. Do you have a deviated septum?
I'm not familiar with that.
Can you breathe freely through both nostrils?
Of course.
Of course! Well, there are a lot of people out
Can
there.
Can you?
No. I have.
You must have been a cocaine addict at one time, then.
Yes, I've been a cocaine addict since I was born. You fucking idiot.
Well, cocaine addicts get deviated septums.
Frank, you can't be this dumb. It's not the only reason you get deviated septums. You fucking idiot. And it's not, you're just fucking, you're I can't.
Why don't you tell the people that are listening how gay you are, the fact that you celebrate your dog's birthday with a cake?
Excuse me? What was that, Frank?
This homo celebrated his dog's birthday by getting him a cake and a fucking little doggy outfit. You fucking homo.
I would just like to point out...
Ladies and gentlemen, Germ Freak Radio.
Okay, you want to do this, Frank? Fine, we'll do it.
Is it gay?
Okay, I guess this is the part of the show where Frank decides to criticize me for something that I was involved in. Frank, I own a dog. On the 7th of November, it was his 1 year birthday. Now, this dog is owned by me and my girlfriend, who is named Amanda. Just save your fucking breath. And she thought it would be nice if she bought a cake for the dog to celebrate his birthday. Okay? So we gave him the dog cake, and he chewed it into pieces and didn't eat any of it. He fucking chewed on it, crumbled it into dust, and left it all over the
floor. Was it like a meat cake?
It was like it was just a fucking milk bone with sprinkles on it.
Oh.
In the shape of a donut.
Okay.
It was like that type of material.
All right, did you guys sing happy birthday? I said, did you guys sing happy birthday?
Frank, is it gay to sing happy birthday to an animal?
Please don't tell me you sang happy birthday, please. And if you did, please tell me there's video of it.
There's no video of it.
I'm going to ask you one last time. Did you sing happy birthday to your dog?
I was one of a few people that had engaged in wishing my dog a happy birthday through song.
Oh, God. I mean, come on. You know, this is all kidding aside. I'm not even...
It's fucking embarrassing, Frank!
You're going too far, dude.
It's fucking embarrassing, man.
So you admit that, you admit it's gay.
It's not gay. It's just something that you don't wear on your fucking sleeve. You don't go out there saying, oh, dude, that was your weekend at the water cooler. Ah, you know, good little weekend. Sung happy birthday to my year-old dog after giving him a cake with a candle and putting a fucking birthday boy t-shirt on him.
Oh, my God. a birthday boy t-shirt?
Amanda bought this fucking t-shirt.
You didn't take any photographs of the dog?
I may have taken photographs. He had an orange t-shirt, and on the back, it said birthday boy. On the back.
Was it a regular human t-shirt, or was it for a dog?
How the it was for a dog.
What? So they make dog clothing?
Yes. You've been in a fucking pet store. They do make dog clothing. And you know what? Okay, take your fucking shots, is all I'm going to say. Step up, pussies, and take your fucking shots. I did it. I sang the song. I took the pictures. Eat my ass, motherfucker.
And you've also told your dog that you loved him as well, didn't you?
I've done it. I've done it.
I have never told my dogs I love them ever.
Maybe that's why they have brown faces and look unloved.
Maybe because they're 11 years old, they have brown faces.
They've had brown faces.
They don't know what the first
one is. They've had brown faces for a long time.
Do you think they know what love means? When you say I love you to your dog, do you think he knows what the fuck you're talking about?
No. I don't know. I don't know, Frank, but I do know that your decrepit fucking animals are at death's door.
Let me ask you, have you ever
their faces are so fucking brown. It looks
They're 11 years old.
It looks like you used their snouts to clean up your fucking shit stain on the goddamn bath mat.
Have you ever lied down with your dog? Have you ever lied down on the bed with your dog on your chest, looked at him face to face?
Never. Never.
You're
fuck
a fucking
that.
Liar.
I never did that.
I know you sleep in the fucking bed with your dog.
I've fallen asleep with my dog on me. Yeah. I have done that.
And his ass was in your face too.
My dog has put his balls and ass near my skull. Yes, sometimes he wants to leave, so he jumps off the couch or wherever I've fallen asleep, and maybe his dog balls have fucking grazed my ear or something.
Dog
like that.
Balls don't hang like human balls, do they?
You wouldn't know, you fucking butcher. You wouldn't fucking know, would you? Go look at your dog's balls.
Oh, I forgot.
You took a melon baller and pulled him out.
I could take my
freaking
finger and just like I'm shooting a marble right in his fucking testicle area and he won't even know it.
Yeah, way to go, Frank. Way to go. One thing I've never considered, entering him in a fucking dog pageant like you
have.
Well,
I'm sorry, but we had a trainer and people who took care of our dog who said that he's worthy of a show dog.
And at that moment, you pictured yourself doing that fucking gay skip around
in a circle, holding
the leash very tight.
Right. Trotting.
And now with his homosexual brown-faced Maltese, Frank. Look at the gay dog with the brown face.
They weren't always... You've seen my dogs when they were younger in their prime, and they're very white. The reason they get the brown face is because they get old. They lick their paws, and the enzymes from their mouth discolors their hair.
Maybe if you actually showed any love for these animals, they might look presentable. Instead, they look like you found them in a fucking storm drain. Fucking terrible. And they're timid. They're timid. They don't want any part of you. Fucking run away. Except when they have to shit, then they'll storm your door and run outside. Outside.
Right.
Yeah. So I did it, Frank. Yeah. I said happy birthday to my dog. Big fucking deal. Big deal. Do you think that's a gay thing? Is that what it is?
You know what it is? It's over the top. It's a little, it's corny, it's over the top, and it's embarrassing. It's not something that you're going to freely admit to.
I didn't have a, here's the deal. I didn't throw a birthday party for the fucking dog. I didn't invite people to bring their dogs to my house. It happened to be November 7th. Amanda bought the shit for the dog. We put it in front of him, and we sang a quick song, and that was it. It wasn't some kind of a fucking party or affair with a fucking clown and balloons. It was just a quick thing. I'm embarrassed of it. Yes, it's a little bit foolish.
I mean, you're a grown man, for God's sake.
I'm a grown-ass man, Frank. I am. But I'm not ashamed to admit it. Unlike you, who guards things. I guarantee you have sappy moments in your life that you refuse to speak about or let anybody know about. But I came to you right away and said, hey, Frank, you know, maybe a little embarrassing. This is what I did. Right away. Goatweed points out something very interesting, Frank. You call me a grown man. I'm a grown man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He says, grown-ass men don't shit on their bath mats. Thank you. Bowel control always trumps enthusiasm for dog ownership. I think it's gay to shit on... it's gay to have a bath mat, I would even say.
It's a bath rug, because you don't want your cold
You
feet
called
to...
it a bath mat.
Well, whatever.
It's gay to have a bath mat, I'm going to say. Do you know the little rug? Is it a rug like that kind of encompasses the front of the toilet?
No, but I've always been fascinated with those rugs.
Really? What?
Yeah, I just love how they just are form-fitting to the toilet.
See, that's a fucking piss sponge.
It's disgusting.
Those rugs never see the fucking washing machine.
And then what happens is that the fibers get, if you piss out, after a while they get crispy.
How do you know this? I mean, I've pissed on people's rugs on accident. It's happened.
Do you clean it up?
What am I going to do? Wring it out and hang it up?
Do you clean it up with soap and water or something? Or
it's,
you just leave
it's
it there?
Piss. I mean, I don't piss iodine. I'm not going to ruin a fucking rug.
Just, okay, so you pissed on people's rugs and left it there. Okay.
I mean, it's in a bathroom. Why do you have fucking carpeting in the bathroom?
Carpeting in the bathroom is very foul.
It's
people
fucking
have carpeting,
disgusting.
It's revolting. Because all the mildew that's fucking underneath that fucking thing is just disgusting.
I've got another potentially embarrassing thing to admit. And now, Frank, you criticize me for not admitting embarrassing things. But you do know I'm in a committed relationship, right? You do know mm-hmm. that. And from time to time, people in committed relationships will do things that the other person likes to do, even though you don't like doing them or you're not as into them, right? You'll go along with things that they like, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've even done that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I will be going to a taping of the one of the shows.
Oh, we're going to see Letterman?
A show that she watches. No, not Letterman.
Oh.
It's a talk show. I'll be going to a taping of a talk show.
What are you going to, Montel Williams or something? Jerry Springer?
No, neither of those. No. You know, you get.
I'm trying to think of talk shows. What?
The celebrity. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray.
Pardon?
Rachel Ray.
You're going to a taping of Rachel Ray. Did you just say that?
Yes, I said. I admitted that.
Oh,
I'm going to a taping of the Rachel Ray show. And you know, here's the deal. I don't know how to fucking feel about this right now. I agreed to go. And here's how I got. Here's how I agreed to go. I thought about it and said, "There's no way I would want to go. There's no way I would want to do this." And she said, "But everybody gets free prizes." So I'm like, "Okay, fine. You know, I'll go. I'll endure some fucking talk show or whatever, and I'll get a free prize. Which, you know, that can't be too bad, right, Frank? Free prize."
I first of all prizes are free.
Not always.
You're a redundant fuck. You know that?
No, I actually don't know that, because
prizes are free. All prizes are free. You don't have to say free prize. That's being redundant, you dick.
Oh, okay. So all prizes are free.
Yes.
Okay. So the Sports Illustrated phone, they just give it to anybody for free.
It's free once you subscribe to their subscription.
Oh, which is a free subscription. Right?
It's not a free subscription.
Oh, so you paid for the subscription.
You're getting the magazine.
I didn't pay dick for the tickets, motherfucker. It's a free prize. Suck my ass, bitch. Your fucking Sports Illustrated phone comes with a cost. That is not a free prize. Granted, I'll be paying gas money.
The prize itself is free.
Suck it, you motherfucker.
Oh, you suck it.
It's not bad, okay? I can sit through it. What is it, a half-hour show?
An hour, I think.
An hour? It's an hour? Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm not a Rachel Ray fan. My girlfriend is. She enjoys it. So I went along with it, Frank. Is there anything that you've ever done? And I'm not proud. I'm not proud of it. But I'm not ashamed of it, I'll admit it. I'm going to see a fucking taping of Rachel Ray. I'm not going to go shout in the streets and jump for fucking joy and be filled with glee because I'm doing it. But, you know, I'm doing it because...
You're going to be the only guy in that audience.
I fucking find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe. Frank, what are some of the things that you've had to do to keep Donna from actually realizing where she is and leaving you? You're thinking? Is that what it is?
I'm thinking.
You haven't done anything, have you? You've never compromised once in your fucking life.
I'm trying to think. One time, you know those photo booths where you take photos and you get like three photos in a row or something?
Yeah.
Well, one time she wanted to go in there to take pictures and I was embarrassed, but I did it anyway.
Why would you be embarrassed at that? Is that terrible? I don't understand. You go in there,
well,
and you,
I mean,
and you
for
make
some,
a fucking...
coming from somebody like you who takes pictures in front of love sculptures in the middle of New York City, anything more gay I cannot think of.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't fill my Tumblr up with pictures from a fucking wax museum. Don't fucking talk to me about touristy shots. Don't jump, Luke! Don't jump! Stretch! Fucking idiot with your unimaginative captions. Germfreak.tumblr.com. Fucking dickhead. So yeah, I'm a little bummed about it. But whatever. I'm still going to go through with it. Because I'll eat food. and I'll get off of work. I won't have to work, Frank. You know, whatever. Just go mindlessly fucking sit and stare at someone who got way too fat. Have you seen pictures of Rachel Ray from years ago? It's night and
no.
Fucking day right now.
Well, she makes a lot of Italian food, so there's a lot of starches.
A lot of carbs.
Carbos.
Yeah. Don't call it a carbo, please.
They're carbos.
It's you fucking asshole. Everybody has agreed that they're called carbs. If you're going to abbreviate it, it's carbs. Carbo is just... That was before carbs. That's like... I'm not even going to say it because you don't want to get into any of that shit. Frank, I can't... Yeah, I can't talk about... Oh, someone just brought up Giada on the... are you familiar with Giada, Frank?
I don't know who that is.
That is the Italian cooking celebrity with the tits, basically. She speaks perfect English, but then when she has to say fucking mozzarella, she turns into an Italian fucking woman. Oh, we're gonna take some fresh mozzarella and put it on the salad with the prosciutto. The worst. Oh, Steve the LARPer says she's Roman. I could give a fuck.
Roman? What does that mean? She's Roman. What does Roman mean? You're from Rome? If you're from Rome, you're still Italian. What?
You're an asshole. What do you think Roman means?
Well, Roman means you're from Rome, so you're still Italian.
Are you from New Jersey, Frank?
Yeah.
You're not! You're American! You fucking asshole. Jesus Christ. You're a fucking...
What was that?
I'm tired of dealing with you. At this point, I think I'm tired of dealing with you. Not All for right. the show. Not
you know
for
the show. Tourist?
Not for the show, Frank. But it's this type of mentality and this mental block that you have.
By
this,
the way, Ken, you got to download something. You got to get me the thing for my computer tomorrow or whatever.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Excuse me?
You're fucking semantic blockage. That's what made you up. Supreme Court, you are not the fucking Supreme Court of anything except hell. Frank, what I'm saying is I'm looking for an IT professional. I'm looking for an IT professional for you. One that's going to become very highly recommended and one that can... just be at your beck and call.
I have an IT professional. His name is Ken.
No, his name is not Ken. My name is Ken. His name will be something other than Ken unless his name actually is Ken. But it will not be me. I will not be your IT guy anymore. Frank, this is going to be a good thing for you because you'll call somebody and they'll be there in minutes.
Yeah, I call you.
I cannot leave my job during the day to go and fix your problems. Can't do
it. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that I do not want to fix your fucking computers. I'd like to be your friend. I'd like to come over and hang out. Make a dumb video of you in a disgusting smelling ape mask and a fucking houndstooth jacket.
That's not me, but whatever.
Well, okay. I mean, we do tribute videos. But I would like to be your friend and not your fucking errand boy with the computers.
You're not my errand boy. First of all, how often does it come up that you help me with the computer? Not that often.
It doesn't matter. When it does, it's a fucking nightmare.
You know what? So you spend a few hours a year and you help me with it. So what? Okay? So what? That's the least you could do.
For what? The least I could do for what?
That's the least you could do.
No, the least I could do is actually find someone who you can call and
Yeah, but
they
I can't
come
talk
over.
To that person the same way I can talk to you.
How is it that you talk... How do you talk to me that you think you can't talk to somebody else?
Well, like, I could, like, curse
because,
at you.
Because you know I don't take your fucking shit, and I apparently put you into a fucking tizzy when I refuse to baby you for your fucking tendencies. Right? You wanna fucking open fire at me, but you can't do it to somebody else, so that's why you want me to continue fixing your fucking
computer.
You've
helped me with my computer once in the last year.
Yeah, I don't want to do it ever again.
Too fucking bad. You have no choice.
I don't. And Frank, how do you want this to be? I say I'm
I
never...
I offered you money.
Here's the deal. It would take more than money for me to enjoy doing that. What I'm saying is, Frank, the few times I have to do it are fucking nightmarish. So I could either do this. I could say, fuck you, I'm not doing it again, but let's be friends. Or I could say, I'm getting you someone who can do it for you and will perform better than me and more frequently, and you'll have more access to them than me, and we'll be friends and do everything else. So which do you want? Do you want to have help, or do you want me to just say, fuck you, do it yourself?
First of all, I don't know, you know, you're making it sound like I call you for help every week. I don't.
I know you don't, but Frank, you've been asking me to install shit for you. This is something that you should just do yourself, but you refuse to because you feel you have someone on the toll. Someone on the dole, rather, not the toll. What the fuck am I thinking? You feel like you have someone you can just call and they'll just do it for you. Well, you know what? Maybe you need that. It's not me. Whenever something's wrong with your computer, you should have somebody that can do it. Because, Frank, this isn't a secret. you work out of your basement. Those are business computers as well as regular computers you use for whatever the fuck it is you do. If something goes wrong, it's affecting your business, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe you need someone who's got, you know, who's in the business of helping other fucking small businesses stay online. I'm not that guy. I have a fucking job. I can't accept frantic phone calls that infuriate me when I'm in the middle of a fucking meeting, and I can't just fucking drop all my plans because your computer blew up. I'm unable to do that. So I'm trying to find you someone who will. Okay? Is that okay? Will you accept their expertise?
Who is this person?
It's a guy that's in treatment right now.
Excuse me?
He's...
treatment?
He's currently... I can't get a hold of him because he's got the swine flu. But he's going to get better. And when he does, he'll fix your computer. He'll install all your programs and back up all your bookmarks. Is that okay? He's really good. I don't know who it is, Frank. I don't know who the fuck it is. But whoever it ends up being, God bless him. And I'm so sorry for what I'm about to do to you. I'm so sorry for the client that I'm referring to you. Holy shit. I don't know. Now you're upset.
I'm a little hurt.
Why are you hurt?
Because you don't want to help me.
I don't want to help you. I'd rather be your friend than your fucking go-to guy for a computer problem.
Why can't you be both?
Because it's too taxing. Because anytime I'm over there and you have a fucking issue, there's always a punch list of fucking things that have to happen. You should have that shit in line on a regular basis because your business depends on the stability of your fucking network and your computers and all that shit. You need people, okay? I can't be that person.
But you're familiar with all my programs now.
So is anybody. You should be. You should be able to install your, as you say, programs. You should be able to install them. You asking somebody to install your fucking programs is just, it's asinine. Asinine. You know what I'm talking about? Or no?
I'm going to have to think about this for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. We're going to have someone calling in, Frank. And not an IT person. Not an IT person. It's a buddy that you've known. And he's actually calling the wrong number right now, which is fantastic. So I'm not going to be able to fucking answer it. Frank, this person that we're going to have on is Jimmy J.J. Walker. Now, are you familiar with him?
Yeah, nice guy. His name is Leslie, I believe.
Yeah. What do you know about him? What is that music? What the fuck are you playing?
I don't know! Is this something... Something is going off here.
There's nothing going on. What's going on? I don't understand. What's your problem? He's not understanding exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Who's that?
Jimmy J.J. Walker. He's right now, you know what he's doing? He's derailing the fucking show.
You derailed the whole fucking show!
Yeah, I'm gonna actually, I'm gonna call him.
Oh.
I'll call him. That's how it'll work. Let's just do that. Hopefully he picks up. Frank,
Frank.
Hello?
Yeah.
Do you have your speakers off? Everything's good?
I've got the show muted.
Now, Frank, are you familiar with who this is?
Yes, he's Leslie. He's a very nice guy. He comes into the chat room that we talk to.
He listens to us. He's been a part of our room for a while now, and it's been about 2 years, I think, right, Frank, that he's been here?
I don't know how long, actually.
It's been quite a while. And up until like a month ago, he was completely silent, wouldn't cam up. And now, I hear chewing. Leslie, what is it you're eating right now?
Well, carrots, of course.
He has taken to miking up high on Ambien and Percocet, marveling at the color of the carrots that he's shoveling in his mouth one after the other.
Now, what is Ambien?
It's a sleep aid.
Yeah, but you're not sleeping. Do you see the flaw in this fucking thinking?
Yes, but listen. Some people use toilet paper to wipe their asses. Some people use it to clean up a mess. I use Ambien to keep me happy while I'm still awake.
So, eating carrots. Now, why have you chosen carrots?
I'm a fat load, so I can't sit here eating cookies and cake. So I choose to eat carrots, a healthy treat.
Are you aware that you like to lock the mic down while you're eating these carrots and you're high in Ambien and Percocet and reveal a lot about your life? We've recorded some of it. I don't know if you've heard these clips, but I'd like to play a couple of them for you. If that's okay. Frank, would you like to hear some of the
clips?
Sure,
absolutely.
Okay, let's play one here.
Not a party if Kelly ain't peeing. It's gonna be hot in this party in college. Hey! That was my... Oh, crap, now people in my house are calling me. I'm on Percocet and Ambien, sir. Wait one moment. I took my medication. I'm just enjoying a little popcorn. I'll get to bed, don't you worry. Okay? Okay. Love ya. Love you, sweetie. I love mama. Mama. I love you, mama. Hey! Okay, ma? I love you. I'm talking to my mama on my phone. And my mama's telling me to go to bed.
And my mama telling me to go to bed. That's my favorite part of that whole thing. So you gave up carrots for a night, and you were using some popcorn to get you through. Why was your mom calling you? You live with your parents, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously she hears you just going off screaming at the top of your lungs when you obviously should be sleeping, because apparently your mom was telling me to go to bed. And it was an hour you should be sleeping, but you weren't because you were all hopped up on whatever it is you take. And she called you, and what is the first thing she said? Because we obviously couldn't hear her.
She was asking me what I was doing. And I said, I was talking to the people on the computer.
So rather than go upstairs or wherever you are and confront you, she decided to call your phone. Which is, Frank, isn't that something that you do with Donna?
I do. I'm too lazy to go up the stairs, so I will just call her on the phone.
Yeah, you do that.
No, it's worse. This is worse. She's two doors down from me. So... She's not a big lady. She's a very thin woman.
Yeah.
So she just, when she gets comfortable in her bed, she doesn't want to get up.
Yeah. Well, we have more. I'm going to play some here.
Ah, come on.
The guy with the bubble with his head, this is the stupidest thing possible for him to do. He's supposed to be a scientist or somebody who likes science. He created something which was known around the world. One of the biggest hoaxes. He just basically made Midwest cops look like idiots who couldn't figure out this little thing could not carry a human child in it.
So you're basically just saying this, and how many people are in the room, roughly? When you're doing these things, how many people are in the room?
First did it, I told you and my internet buddy Monk record me because I don't remember
I'll tell you, I was one of two people in there listening to you tell the world about the Balloon Boy 3 days after everybody else told everything about it. For some reason, you just became fixated with it after it was not even a story anymore. You just started talking about the fucking Balloon Boy.
I will tell you right now, I have zero recollection of ever having that conversation.
Yeah.
I swear on a stack of Bibles, I have no recollection of that conversation ever happening.
What about this?
Was when the police came for me, and they said they're coming to take me away. I did what every rational man would do when faced with this situation.
Oh, God.
I fell on my bed and began to cry. I fell on my bed and began to cry like a little girl who lost her dolly. As the officers were coming to console me, like a mother who just lost a child, as I was hysterically crying in the anticipation of them taking me away for a crime I had not committed, to be raped in jail, I had to inform the doctors to please allow me to get some things to go. The police officers were very kind to me. After they made me stop crying, we went into the paddy wagon. They were nice enough to take off my handcuffs once we were inside the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Or to put them in front of me. But what happened now is, I kept asking the officers, why am I being arrested? They said, they don't know. I just have a warrant out for your arrest. And then I said, are you sure it's me? And say, yeah, this is your information. Got into the paddy wagon, and I just started hearing the officers start to say what they're picking up people for. One woman for drug violation and abuse of her child, she exposed her kids to crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. She was on probation for that. But then she violated and had a warrant on her. Another man was put in because he was a
You realize it was just me and you in that room, and I was recording. I think I actually went to sleep at this point. What'll happen is it'll be 3 a.m., and all of a sudden, now it's the ambient hour, and you just keep talking about whatever it is that comes to your mind, and apparently you're speaking about a time that you were put in a paddy wagon. Now, yeah. I don't even know what you were put in the paddy wagon for. What is it that you did?
I had my dog off the leash.
So you had a dog off the leash.
And I had a warrant. I had a ticket, and then the ticket turned into a warrant.
Wow.
The reason why they were doing a whole sweep of everyone with warrants was because the day before they had $1 million drug bust in the projects of across the street from me.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to go do a sweep of every criminal in the area, including the kid with the dog leash. They weren't fun times.
I mean, do you think that this is something that you'd want to tell strangers? I mean, would you... If you were of sound mind, and not somehow awake on a sleep aid, which is a fucking miracle. I mean, how is it that you stay awake on Ambien?
Insomnia.
Okay, so you're an insomniac.
I have to double the dose and sometimes, like, literally turn everything off and try to fall asleep. That's why I'm eating the carrots. So I get full and go to sleep.
So you're just filling a hole. You're literally filling a hole with carrots. Frank?
That's right.
What's your impression of this whole situation, Frank?
Well, carrots don't really fill me up because I'll eat them, and I guess I think I get more hungry after I eat carrots.
Me too. But there's a video out there floating around of our buddy, who goes by the name Jimmy JJ Walker, shoving upwards of 15 carrots in his mouth and marveling at how orange record. They are.
I beat that record. I got the 16, and they still hurt.
And they're not baby carrots. They're actual full carrots.
Look, see, I already finished off one bag already. I'm talking to you.
Oh, I didn't know
you were... I just took one bag off.
I honestly didn't know you were on cam. Holy shit.
Sometimes I like to eat the carrots horizontally, and I just like to eat the orange part and just leave that little core.
You know what? I don't think you're alone there, Frank. I have done that, and if you have an especially dry carrot... you can get that core out, and it has, like, little spikes on the side.
Yeah, it's almost like a tendon.
Like, you crack it open, kind of, right?
Right, it's like a tendon.
There is nothing more odd than watching somebody just try and do that. Like right now, I'm looking at him chewing on a fucking baby carrot, like it's a cob of corn. Now, Jimmy J.J. Walker, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm trying to get the core out. It's got a core, right?
Yeah, I guess so. You've never done that? I mean, after eating 3 bags of carrots, you've never tried.
No, I ruined it. I just throw them in my mouth and chew.
Yeah. Spandy Man just pointed out that
you can do that.
You can OD on vitamin A. So I don't think you want to do that. I mean, didn't you, like, you were telling me that you were getting sick from the carrots at one point.
Yes.
Well, what happened?
Spandy, shut up.
Well, what started to happen with you and the carrots?
Apparently, they gave me acid reflux.
Did you get a nice did your shits start to look like huge carrots?
Oh, yeah, but I made a mistake and I flushed.
Yeah. I had a bout with carrots. I would just eat carrots as snacks and shit. And my shits started to look like the particle board version of a vegetable made entirely out of chewed carrots. It was disgusting.
These are good.
The type of shit that when you flush, they just fucking turn into vapor and just change the color of the water.
I love those.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Frank,
these are particularly good.
Do you have anything that you want to say to Leslie, Frank?
Does he ever just dip the carrots in vinegar or oil or anything?
Yo, that's a waste. The carrots are supposed to be eaten dry, fresh, out of a bag, out of a refrigerator.
Hmm. We were talking privately, obviously, because you get on mic and you just talk for hours on end and until the next night. You pretty much spend 22 hours on the microphone speaking about things.
Yeah.
You had mentioned that you compete. You are a pro at urinating in a moving car.
Okay, it's not really a competition.
It is. Because let me tell you, I am a fucking professional when it comes to urinating while driving. You've kind of described a method that I've never heard of, though. If you
would
like to go into that.
I have a tube which I take and I place my penis inside the tube.
The tube? What type?
Yes, a tube.
A tube.
And a tube.
Where did you buy this tube?
At some store. I don't remember.
No, hold on. Because I remember what it was, and it's not just a urine tube. It had a very specific purpose, and I demand that you explain what it was.
It was say a blood pressure type of
You bought a cock pump and you said you had a cock pump in one of your fucking drug induced rants, and you tried to justify it by saying you bought it so you could piss while driving.
Yes.
But you
that
bought
was
a
you, purpose of it being bought.
How does that even work?
Of course I used it when I got it. But the main purpose was for me to piss in it and drain it out in
now,
a bottle attached
Frank,
to my ink.
Are you even familiar, Frank, with how a cock pump works?
I'm not familiar with what a cock pump even is. Is it a masturbatory device?
It's something that is supposed to increase the size of your dick.
But it really just squeezes it till you cry and hope the guy doesn't break it.
Yeah. It's a vacuum pump that kind of just stretches at your dick for like 5 seconds. Here's the deal. You bought a cock pump.
I wish you did.
You bought a fucking cock pump.
Yes.
No one should buy a cock pump. You bought it and you lied
about
it.
No, you should always buy things to try them out.
Okay, then I hope you buy a fucking suction cup dildo to put into your ass while you eat.
No, you should never... Okay. All right. Okay, listen.
A fucking 15-inch ventilated strap-on for Jimmy J.J. Walker, because he loves trying things out.
If I didn't buy it, I was going to have to go to the hardware store, buy a hot glue gun, and get a PVC pipe, and make the whole thing myself, which would have took forever. And I wouldn't have trusted to put my dick in there.
And let's go to the tape.
The case she's to him. So... Because of her, the man in front of me, case was not very difficult, apparently got his case increased. And then I was
just fucking in the room.
It's never glad you didn't do that because you're always watching over your back, right over your shoulder. Any given moment, you can just click, click, and pop in. You know, those awkward moments. And to tell the truth,
I gotta say,
I'm surprised I wasn't caught long ago.
I could listen to the Ambient Hour, actually never again. Frank, what do you think? What's the verdict? The Ambient Hour, hit or miss?
It has potential, but I think it's misting tonight.
Misting?
Missing tonight.
Misting.
Yeah.
No, I think that it's something that everybody needs to check out. Of course, on Pal Talk in the Hear Us Talk radio room. Basically, you can come on any time of the day. And just if you see Jimmy J.J. Walker, just say hello and type Ambien or Carrot, and there you go. The show is beginning.
What? Yeah, get one.
Wait, what, who is that? Can I speak to them, please?
No.
Who is that?
You will say nothing to the child.
Who is that?
That's my kid's sister.
Interesting.
She believes you people are not real.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And you know what? Keep up the good work and the drug use.
I'll do what I can.
Thank you very much, buddy. I appreciate it. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. No, I actually did. I really did, Frank. Frank, I'm telling you, IT professional for you, and more carrots for Leslie.
Go for it.
I will go for it. I fucking will go for it, son of a bitch. Frank, I wanted to ask you, what's this about deer ticks?
Oh, today, I
because you told me to remember deer ticks, and I wanted to get that in today.
Well, I had a very full bladder today, so I was driving around looking for some place to urinate, and the only place I could find was a wooded area where I had just seen deer walking through, and I had to pee really, really bad, so I had to weigh the options. Do I want to get the fear of possibly getting deer ticks or piss in my pants? So I chose to fear of possibly getting deer ticks, and I went in the woods where the deer were, and I just let my dick hang out and peed.
So you risked Lyme disease? So
yes.
Yes. I mean, it's a step up, Frank, but I gotta say, when it comes down to deer ticks versus a full bladder,
it doesn't matter.
That's right. Well, anyway, this is gonna wrap up the DJ News Style Show, Frank. I think we gotta turn it out. It's, what is it, 11 o'clock? Yes, it is, so that looks like the end of episode 232. DJNewStyleShow.com. Special thanks go out to ICU2, Jimmy J.J. Walker, and of course, Donna, Ed McGrath, everybody. Stay tuned for Heroes Talk Thanksgiving in the next upcoming weeks. We'll see how that shapes up. Frank, is there anything that you want to say? Frank?
One sec. Coming. Hold
Frank?
On. One second.
Frank?
But this is us. Yeah, no, shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside. Whitey, huh? They can pack a real punch. It's Vicky. You're not a friend. Bob, Mike, Kent, is there anything that you can say?
You're an asshole! Appreciate it, homeboy. It's a fucking snooze! It's not a party if Kelly ain't peeing. It's gonna be hot. Shit, I couldn't even fit out the double damn window. Fuckface, and a pretty damn good living at that. I'm talking to my mama on the phone. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. One more thing, youtube.com/hearustalk. Thank you.
Hasha! Hasha! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me!
Go suck banana! Fuck you!